für die Männer in uns. Jemals mal uns ist die Salabere. Now, it is obvious that there are no alochets. In the Shofan Aruch, as to how it is to be celebrated. And, as I mentioned in the Ashkofishir Parashe Shmini, that one should be on guard against introducing new requirements. Ashaloi Tirisi. So, it will not be conducive to the interests of Orthodox Jewry if we introduce new obligations, new mitzvahs, even if the new obligations are motivated by most sublime considerations. There cannot be a Kriyas HaTorah on Yom HaTzmaut. That's nonsense. Is not how a Jew, what a Jew is to do on Yom HaTzmaut, but how he is to celebrate Yom HaTzmaut inwardly, in his heart. What kind of an attitude is he to entertain towards Yom HaTzmaut? Now, the first question that arises is, should the Jew say Tachnun? V'urachum on Yom HaTzmaut. Not saying Tachnun on a certain day does not require any day that is also being wrong. Any day of festivity, any festive day is Potter of Tachnun. Now, Lag B'Omer has no halachic significance insofar as Meloch is concerned. There are no dealing in the Gemara in regard to Lag B'Omer. It's not even mentioned. But still, it's not mentioned explicitly. But still, it is considered as a festive day. All the days that are considered festive, according to the halacha, you don't say Tachnun on them. How about Yom HaTzmaut? Is Yom HaTzmaut to be considered, according to the halacha, a festive day? Now, what happened on Heyer? On Heyer, the independence of Israel was declared. Someone might raise a question as to whether this day on which the independence of Israel was declared was of more significance than any other day in the course of the Israeli War of Independence. There were days when Israel attained great victories. Those days are not Heybiyah. Is Heybiyah of more importance than all the other days? I think it is. Because the attainment of a great victory is without significance if people do not utilize it as a moment, as a starting moment, to build something new. The best medium of proof is the victory that Israel attains in the Sinai Peninsula. That was a much more important victory than any other victory that Israel had attained in the War of Independence. But what came out of it? What do we have out of it? Just sacrifice. No gain. If Israel had attained all the victories that he did, but if he had abstained from declaring his independence, Charette had reached. Everybody, because of the insistence by the State Department of the United States, and it is to the credit of Ben-Gurion that he was the one who did not allow any surrender to the requests made by the United States. It is to the credit of Ben-Gurion that he was chosen by Providence as the Shliach to preclude a surrender to the request made by the United States government. Namely, to refrain from declaring Israel independent. If Israel had surrendered to the request that was made on that day by the United States, and it was very difficult at that moment, politically and psychologically, to refuse to surrender to the request of the United States, because at that moment the United States had shown great friendship towards Israel. It required great courage and perseverance to insist upon a declaration of independence. But if Israel had not done that, then I'm afraid that all the victories that had been attained by Israel in the war of independence would have been futile. Just as the endeavor that was involved in the Sinai Peninsula had been futile. It is the declaration of independence that is of more importance than any other military victory. Everybody understands that. Now the United States celebrates the 4th of July, not because of any important victory that was attained on the 4th of July, but because of the Declaration of Independence, because that makes clear the stand of the people and the dedication of the people. It represents a Declaration of Independence by the people, represents the attitude of the whole people. So it is Haidia that was endowed with more significance than any other stage in the victories attained by Israel in the War of Independence. Now, that means that through the declaration of the independence of Israel, and they have a question here?
No.
Through the declaration of the independence of Israel, Israel succeeded in maintaining itself. If not for it, it would not have been able to maintain itself. Now we have the festive day of Teshuvah B'Av. The Mishnah in Tanya says, Lo'hoyu yomim tevim li'Yisrael k'yem ha'kippurim u'chamishosa B'Av. The Gemara raises a question, Yom Kippur, we understand that why it's such a festive day, because it's Yom Mechila Mikapor. But why is Chamishosa B'Av so unique? And there are no dinim that attach to Chamishosa B'Av. Chamishosa B'Av is not also b'mlochem. There is no din of kiddush in chamishas abirov. We don't say yad v'yom in chamishas abirov. There is no kiddush in chamishas abirov. There are no dinim, and Allah has attached to chamishas abirov. Still the Mishnah says, "Lohoi yom teinim v'yischoyer, ki yom ha'kippurim chamishas abirov." Why is chamishas abirov such a festive day? Gemara gives different reasons, and all the reasons are important. One says, Teshuvah B'Av Mayi, Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Yeim Shehutru Shvotim Lo Veizeh Bazeh. My dolish the adola shetiva the shem lubnei shlofot dovo zelo ye neig elo bidei oze. Because there is a pasuk in the Torah that we see nachlo mimata lemat lemata acher ki ish binachlo se yidbok lubnei Yisrael. So, and that applied only to the day anichlim. And as soon as the new door arose, so that is terminated. And that happened on Chamisha Sabok. Then one says, Omar Rabbe Barachon, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Yeim Shekolu Beimeisei Midbar. The day when the Meisei Midbar stopped dying after 40 years. So the day on which they stopped dying was Tesvov Beod. Ula says, Yeim Shebite Elisheya Benilo Prusdeis, Sheheshif Yerovam Benivot Al Adrochim, Shelo Yalu Yisroel Regel, Vioma Aleize Sheyirtsu Yalu. Tesvov Beod is such a festive day, because on that day, Yosheya ben Eo, who is one of the kings in Israel, in regard to whom the Novi says, Vayasora ben Adishem. They're not exactly religious. But the Novi says, Rakloi ki malche Yisrael. He was not like Yerovam ben Nevat. What did he do? There was something to his credit. What did he do? Because Yosheya ben Eo, Yerovam ben Nevat, when he established his kingdom in Shemrein, so he issued a decree that everyone is to bow to the Avodah Zarah. And in order to prevent Jews from going to the Beis HaMikdash, so he appointed guards on the roads who will make it sure that no Jew from Shemrein will venture to make the pilgrimage to Yerushalayim. In other words, Yerovam ben Nevat abolished religious freedom. If a Jew wanted to go to Yerushalayim and worship God, he could not do it. There was a Gestapo that took care of those who tried to go on a pilgrimage to Yerushalayim. And then Yosheya ben Eo, who was an Eved Avodah himself, but he was a liberal. He was opposed to religious coercion. So he decided, if a Jew wants to go on a pilgrimage to Yerushalayim, it's his right. Religious liberty is a very important principle, said Yosheya ben Eo. And that goes to his credit. And that happened, the repeal of the Gestapo rule of Yerovam ben Nevat took place on Tesvov Beod. That's why Tesvov Beod is such a festive day. And then a most remarkable reason is given by Rav Masne. Rav Masne Omar, Yeim shenitnu harubei bita likvuro. Tesvov Beod is a festive day, because on that day the harubei bita, they numbered into the hundreds of thousands, even if we agree with some who say that the Gemara mentions a certain number, Bidara Guzmo, so, but we must concede that the Harugim was close to a million, the Harugim Bidara. Close to a million. That number is much more. But some say the Dibur Chachomim Beloshin Avoy, I mean, you know what it says. Even the Torah Dibur Beloshin Guzbo, on days of Tzureisat Abba Shemayim. Now, the Ahugi Bitor were not for a long period, the Ahugi Bitor were not allowed to be buried. Any Jew who tried to bury the Ahugi Bitor was put to death. But on the Svobiyov, a decree was issued by the Roman authorities allowing the Jews to place the Ahugi Bitor in Kfurat Kisoy. Some gulag that took place on that day, the Ahugi Bitor were placed in Kfurat Kisoy. And on account of that, Rav Mashna says that Tesvov B'Yov is a festive day. The Yom Rav Mashna, Eiseyim shenitnu Ahugi Bitor likvuro, tiknu biyavne hateiv yameitiv, hateiv shalo yisrichu, hameitiv shenitnu likvuro. That on Tesvov B'Yov we don't say tachnu, and there's no machlekes on that. No one says kines on Tesvov B'Yov. Now, why should there be a doubt in regard to Yom HaTzmaut? If the Tzvot B'Yov is important because on that day, the Ahugi Bitor were nitnu likvuro, and that is a great relief. If hundreds of thousands of Jews do not have to lie on the roads of Eretz Yisrael, if they can be placed in a grave with dignity, as it is due to them, that in itself represents a great relief for the Jewish people. And it is of such significance that that day deserves to remain a festive day for all generations to come. So there is a kalachema, ben shal kalachema, ben benoi shal kalachema, a kalachema of logic, that if the day shenitnu harugei bitor likvuro is a festive day, al hastamo vechamo, that yeim shenitnu besheris apleto harugei zitlo, not likvuras Yisroel chas v'sholem, but limnuchas Yisroel and be'eret Yisroel, certainly is a festive day. And then the other time, Yim Shekolu Beimisei Midbar, with the liberation, with the victory attained by the Allies over Germany, the Meisei Hitler did not stop from dying. The Meisei Hitler, those that were confined for years in a concentration camp, kept on dying after the liberation. And some of those who were in a concentration camp told me that in the course of the first months after the liberation, so the rate of death among the confinees of the concentration camp was greater than before the liberation, because of a very important principle expressed by Shmuel, Shinu Veset Chilas Chelik, a change of diet, that's in itself is the basis for all kinds of diseases. Those who are confined in a concentration camp have been subjected to starvation for such a long time, and when they were liberated and they started to eat and to drink, the rate of death rose, and they kept on dying, those that were confined in the concentration camp, after the Nitzachon that was attained by their eyes. And that what would have happened to these Jews if there hadn't been a Chekashvot? They would have continued to die after the liberation. So Heya marked the day, not only Yein Shemitnu Sheiris HaPleto of Ahugei Hitler L'Nuchas Yisrael Be'at Yisrael, but also it marked the day Yeim Shekolu Meisei Hitler. And the time of Yeim Shebiteil Yishaya Ben Elo, for Yishaya Ben Elo, David Avnizore, issued a decree that repealed the brutal decree of Yehovah Ben Nevat, that forbade Jews to practice the Torah. That is an important day. And we have a bill of grievances against Ben Gurion. Don't make the mistake that I'm oblivious of the shortcomings of the administration in the state of Israel. But with the state of Israel is the only place where Mamzerus cannot grow from day to day. If a Jew wants to have Mamzerim, then he must go to another country and have a Siddur Kedushin by a conservative rabbi. I don't mean this. Here there won't be any Mamzerus. There won't be Chlovin. But the other case of Jews who wanted to marry an Ishish, a woman who only has a civil divorce, not a Jewish divorce, they couldn't marry those women. And consequently, they had to immigrate for a certain time into another country where one can obtain a marriage at a nominal fee. In that soil, it cannot be done. They're allowed to attend that. Well, I mentioned that the Genesis soil only marks the Dayelet HaShachar, not the Amud HaShachar. So that means that on account of Yom HaAtzmaut, we are able to present Mamzerus the Yisrael and to maintain Taras HaMishpocha in Yisrael. It's the only place in the world where Taras HaMishpocha can be maintained. That does not mean that it is maintained, but it can be maintained. In any other place in the world, it cannot be maintained. Is of as much significance as the fact that Jews were able to be mitayim the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rebbe. More important. Because if a Jew is unable to be mitayim one mitzvah, so honest Rachmanei Patre. It's not pleasant to live in the land of Israelites, in Shomron, and be unable to be mitayim a mitzvah at all. Because of a decree by a king of Israelites that forbids them. It's unpleasant. But no tragedy, no spiritual tragedy, if Jews are unable to be mekayim in mitzvah halil regel. But there is a great spiritual catastrophe if the situation is such that Taras HaMishpocha cannot even be maintained. Fortunately, and we have to thank God for the influence that the Catholics have in New York State, and because of that, so the divorce laws are very strict. A woman cannot obtain a divorce from her husband simply by saying, as they can do in Reno, Nevada, "Well, I have no feelings for him. It's incompatible." In New York State, a woman cannot do that. That is a deterrent against Mamzerus. But in Israel, there cannot be any Mamzerus. So there is no doubt that Yom HaAtzmaut Hebiya has to be considered as a festive day on which Tachnun could not be recited. Now, the second question. How about Hala? As to Hala. I don't join those Jews who say neither Tachnu nor Hala. I don't say Tachnu, but I do say Hala. Without a boy. There is one great Amit Chochem that Mishulim wrote. Is a great guru. His opinion was that we have to say halal with the bar. But his view is a shitas yochit, I think. But Mishulam Roth, All right. Please now. Don't become excited. Now, his view was a citafiores. I don't think that anyone else agreed with him. Now, the reason as to why he said that there is a chiyuv to say hallel with the broche and him atzmaut is because there is a gemore in Psochim which says Das Kuf Yudayin Amid Aleph Omer Rav Yudah Meshmuel Shir Shebeteiro Mei Shevi Yisrael Amru Bishor Shalom Nayam That was Yosha V'Halil Zeh Mi Omrei Who said that? Who recited it Halil for the first time? Nivim Shebineyem Tikni Olam Yisrael שיהיו אמרי מייסי על כל פרק ופרק ועל כל צור ויצור שאויתו ויעליהם וכשניגולים אמרי מייסו מלגולות So the Nevi'im were מסעקי that כל צור ויצור שאויתו ויעליהם וכשניגולים they should say how So there is that הכל נפלי According to the הלוח הזה and the רמבני to the right the Nevi'im were only מסעקי in what she had to say in other words these chapters how is your halal of Hashem the mitzvah of Reise could be fulfilled with other form of shirah but the mitzvah is a mitzvah the Reise according to the Rambam it's only a mitzvah mid Rabban so there is a chiyuv to say al kol tzoro v'tzoro shalito v'yalein uch shenigolim imri neiso malgulot now I do not want to spend much time on that there could be one could argue I mean I'll discuss that I'm not saying that it is so but one could argue that the first year when the independence of Israel was declared that then there was a real chiyuv to say halal and mainly there was a real chiyuv so it had to be recited with the broch because al kol tzor v'tzor shalito v'alein the shiltes in Piskei Chovot says Now he also holds that Hallel is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and where he agrees with Halacha Chazdeilos and the Ramban that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. But he distinguishes, as the Nitziv in his Perush points out, between al kol tzoro v'tzoro and al kol perek v'perek. The Gemara in Psachim says, Nivim shebineyem tiknam Yisrael sheyem meisei al kol perek v'perek v'al kol tzoro v'tzoro shalitah l'alek. Now, the mitzvah that I say is only to say it if the whole tzibur is delivered from an esau. So then there is a chiyuv d'oraisa. And that stems, as the Ramban explains, from the posik kisoveu milchomo. No, the next posik. Kriegen wir kommen bei Zeichen mal Zeichen der Rechten war Riesen bei Zeichen des Garten der Schamel Kirche wenn ich scheite mir wegen auf jeden im Hasren mal Zeichen auf Rosh Chodeichen muss Garten bei Zeichen soll ich Zeichen war Zeichen schon Zeichen wo ihr noch mit Korn mit Schnee der Kirche man ja Schamel Kirche so auf Kosten im Hasren mal Zeichen es war wenn zu Jom Tevin but in his matter it is mentioned next the Posik of Chalzavei Muhammad so it implies that the Ramban says in the Sefer in the Hidda Soges and the Sefer Mitzvah of the Ramban that when Jews believe the whole tzibur gets relief from an esor, from a milchomo when it attains a victory in a milchomo over its enemy so then there is a mitzvah with Katzenbach Hatzetres and Hatzetres are only to accompany the Shirah B'Peh as the Gemara points out yeah. So in the Katzenbach Hatzetres is also implicit a chiyuv of Shirah B'Peh Now, me the right say it's not a chiyuv dafke to say these chapters of Tehillim, but there is a chiyuv of Shirah B'Peh. Now, how is it fulfilled, actually? Through this Shirah, through Halel. So, then there is, so the Shilta says, if there is an Eis Luchamo, and the Tzibur attains a victory, then there is a chiyuv of Halel Midrash. That's how called Tzoro v'Tzoro Sholitov Alein, Uchshon Nigorim. When they get relief from a Tzoro, they have to say, Halei Midrash. But there is in Vim also Misakein, Alkol Perek Uperek, what do you mean Alkol Perek Perek? Every anniversary. Every Sukkot, every Shmina Teres, every Shavuot, every Pesach, every Hanukkah. So the first Hanukkah, when the Israelites attained a victory over the Syrian Greeks, then Hallel was Midraise. But now, it's not Midraise. Now it's only Midrabo. Now it's only Rabo. Now, as to the contention of Rabbi Shulam Roth, that it should be Midraise because of this Aloha, we don't require any new Takone, because there is a Takone. Nivim Shebineyem, Tikram Yisroel Shireinem Eise, Alkol Perek Uperek, Valkol Tzoro Vitzoro. Well, the answer is very simple. I mean, this is not so. He could argue in regard to the first Hebiya, when they declared their independence. So, but now, so there certainly isn't any deraise. And that's to the Takona of Galperik Epirek. So the Takona certainly was limited only to the days that were declared by the Nevin, and then by regard to Hanukkah, by the Chachomim, as a day of Hallel. But no Bezdin today has the authority to declare any day as a day of Hallel. If it is not a day of a Hallel on the basis of some Takone of Chazal, then we are not in a position to declare any day as a day of Hallel. One second, please. Now, so there is no doubt that Hallel could not be recited with the Brocha now. Now, as to the question whether it could be recited with the Brocha in the first year, that has to be analyzed. Now, I just want to mention a brief resume of the Shittas HaRishonim in regard to Hallel. The Rambam Shitta is that the whole mitzvah of Hallel is only the Rabbah. And the Ismasik and the Halachas Deleis as to why the Halachas Deleis counts it in the Mira mitzvah. The Ramban agrees with the Halachas Deleis that it has to be counted in the Mira mitzvah. But the Ramban has a suffix. Whether it is a deraise on the score of the Halachas Lemeishim Misinah, because after all we have the Posik Ashir Hazeh Yelachem Kileilis Kadesh Chag. What does it mean? The Novi said that exhorted the Jews to recite the Hallel immediately upon the attainment of a victory over Sanherat. So he said, Ashir Hazeh Yelachem, on this occasion it should be to you just as it is incumbent upon you on Pesach night to recite the Hallel, so now too. So it's a Posik in the Kabbalah. And the Rize says that it's a chiyuv bidere kabot. So, but Ramban says, inasmuch as it's mentioned in the Kabbalah, and they know the Rashi lechadish davo, so it must be a lochel meishim misinak. So, one lashon in the Ramban, according to one lashon in the Ramban, it's a mitzvah that is based upon a lochel meishim misinak. According to the other lashon in the Ramban, it stems from the posik of yem simchasrem uv meyadechem uv roshi chotcheichem, uskatem b'chatei tzreis. So Chiyuv of Hallel of Shira is also implicit in that passage. But maybe because of that Kalvachemer, so it is included in the Yom Simchasrem. Because actually, the Yom Simchasrem is referenced to what? Yom Tevi, you see. But because of that Kalvachemer, so it is included in the Yom Simchasrem. Now, that's the Ramban Shit. That is Midrash. And either it's Aroch Lemesh Mesinai or it's based upon the Posik of Yem Simchasrem Uv Me'adechem. But Midrash it applies only to our Kol Tzor V'Tzor, Rikshen Igolim. It does not apply Midrash to Kol Perek V'Perek. The Chiyuv to say how Kol Perek V'Perek, that is only Midrabban. Now, I didn't see any Shittas Rishenim that would say in so many words that even our Koperik Koperik is Midrash. I didn't see that. I looked up Rabbi Neil Abavli. He does not say that our Koperik Koperik is Midrash. I mean, the Nir HaBavli could be interpreted, I mean, in the sense that only Yalkut Zohar Vitzor is Midrash, not Yalkut Zohar Vitzor.
The Mashmos is clearly, I mean, isn't Mashmos that should be up compared to
Tevet? Well, I didn't see it. I didn't see it. I won't argue over it, but I didn't see it. Now, then, so we have the Shittas HaRambam that it's only Rabban. Then we have the Shittas HaRambam that it's Midrash Kabbalah, in Hilchas Chanukah. Then we have the Shittas the Rambam that it's the Raisi either on the basis of Halacha Mishum Sinai or on the basis of Yom Simchas. Then the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra has a Sefer HaMitzvahs, which is called Yisayd Meiro. Yisayd Meiro, it's a remarkable Sefer. Now, if anyone wants to ascertain as to whether the Ibn Ezra was a big Talmud Chochem because the Marshal was skeptical about his Lomdes, now so he can assure himself that he was a big Talmud Chochem by looking through the Yisayd Meiro. Obviously, the Marshal did not see the Yisayd Meiro. If he did, he wouldn't have said what he did. Now, the Ramban does not say that Ibn Ezra would not become a Chochem.
I think he once says in the Mishnah that it wasn't Chochmei
No, he doesn't say.
And is that dumb? He holds very much in it. Is it Nafshi?
Yeah, no, he does not say. Ramban, Harav Reb Avrom, he calls him a Chochem, sometimes a Chochmei. Hachocham Reb Avrom, sometimes the Rav Reb Avrom. No. So anyway, so that the Yisayd Meiro of the Ibn Ezra so mentions all the clothing of the Rambam. It's a remarkable thing. Now he was before the Rambam. And the Rambam in one of his letters speaks of the Ibn Ezra in great superlatives. He has all the clothing of the Rambam. All the clothing. In other words, the Rambam actually agreed with Ibn Ezra on the classification of mitzvahs. So the Ibn Ezra says, the Ibn Ezra says that that Halal is Midaraisi. Well, and that's the Rambam does not agree with him. So Halal is Midaraisi, and he mentions that it's based upon the Pasuk. So the Torah says, "Husi loscho." What does it mean, "Husi loscho"? It is he to whom you have to express gratitude. That means, that implies, says the Ibn Ezra, a mitzvah to give vent to gratitude unto God for any yeshua that the tzibur has experienced. And the smak, Sefer Mitzvahs Kotten, he also mentions that in the Mina mitzvahs, and also on the basis of he see Roscho vihu elekech asher osso yitro esagdeles esanero yisaila asher oina. The Ibn Ezra in his Peirush Aneket says also that who see Roscho implies an obligation to express gratitude unto God. He doesn't say Hallel, but he says to express gratitude unto God. And it is remarkable that the Ramban in his Peirush in regard to this Pasuk also says who see Roscho. He doesn't say it's Michir, is that there is a chiyuv, but he says Husi Loscho means he is the one to whom Hidoya is brought. Now, then the Zeya Horakia by the Rashbat, he also has a Sifra Mitzvah. The Zeya Horakia, he says that Hallel is Midaraisa on the basis of the Pasuk in Kedoshim. Torah tentatim kol itzmacho, v'araltem olose yespirye yishol yishonim yeh lochem arelim, lo yochem, uvashon oviz yeh kol pirye kedesh ilulim vad Hashem. So the Yerushalmi, and without the Yerushalmi, I mean it would make no sense. The Yerushalmi in Perik Zayin of Peyeh, that now this is has reference to letter Vay. That since the Torah says Kedesh Ilulim Lashem, so there's the Alfusim. Just the Achilas HaPesach requires Halil Bishaz Achille, that the Din Achilas HaPesach was coupled with Halil, so also Netar Vay and probably Maita Sheni, the same thing. So now this pasuk deals with Netar Vay, but Maita Sheni, there is an analogy between Maita Sheni and Netar Vay. So also Netar Vay requires Halil, and there's the pshat in the pasuk Kedesh Ilulim Lashem. Kedesh Ilulim Lashem. So in other words, so the pshat in Kedesh Ilulim Lashem is that Netar Vay requires Halil. Why Netar Vay? What is the yichas Netar Vay? Because of the rejoicing that is associated with Maisa Sheni. Netar Vay must be expressed to Halil. This is the Arkiya. So whenever one has a simcha, let's say when he's delivered from an Eisoro, when the Tzibor is delivered from an Eisoro, so there is also a din of Ilulim Lashem. Midrash. That is the idea. The Mila Bavli mentions another mocha altogether, and this is a little bit strange. I mean, this mocha, it's based upon Idroshe in the Teiras Kehanim, but in that Teiras Kehanim there are all kinds of pshatim. I mean, and not one of the Mefarshim understands the Teiras Kehanim in that sense. There is Idroshe in Teiras Kehanim as the Pesik Nemeir. Over Hashem Kotshi, the Nidashti B'Sir of Nei Yisrael, Ani Ad Hashem Mikadishchem. Teiras Kehanim says, regardless of the Pesik, Tishu'einu Alu Yisichalu Hashem Kotshi, Ani Yideya, Shetikadish Et Hashem. Lomo Nema, the Nidashti B'Sir of Nei Yisrael, Lomo Nema, the Nidashti B'Sir of Nei Yisrael, Elo sheyimseir et nafshei. So he says, Miteich shenemar, so he interprets it in the sense, Miteich shenemar lizichal l'shem kotshi an yedea shetikadish et Hashem. What does it mean an yedea shetikadish Hashem? That you have to glorify the Shem Barabi. Inasmuch as it says, lizichal l'shem kotshi, so I understand that you have to be glorify the Shem Barabi. How? By Shir. But of course, all the other Mefarshim have a different pshat in this Terkem. Alright, anyway, so there is the Arishenim who say that Halil is Midaraisi. The Halachas Deilas, the Rambam, Rav Shlomo ben Gvira, the Yireim, and the Zeya Rokia, and the Ibnez. Alright. Now, according to some Rishenim, it's based either on Halacha L'Moshe Sinai or upon the Pasuk B'Yom Simchasa. According to some, it is based Silosecho, Ki Silosecho. And according to some, it's based Kedesh Elulim. And according to Rabbi Abavli, it's based Al Zechalu V'Nikdash. Now the Meiri says in Psochi that if there is a nes for the whole tzibur, not just for a number of yechidim, but for the whole Klal Yisrael, then there is a chiyuv to say halal. There's a chiyuv to say halal. If a yochid had been afflicted with a tzor, had been overtaken by a tzor, and then he was miraculously delivered out of the tzor, then b'derech of shus, the Meiri says in Sochim, and the Gemara, he can designate that day on which he was delivered miraculously from an Esau as a day of Halal, b'derech of shus. But he cannot say Bach, because it's only a reshus. Now it is obvious that when the Meiri says that he can designate that even a yochit, in order to be mechuyev to say Halal, and then you have to say Halal with the broche, so this must be a ness of the whole tzibur, affecting the whole tzibur, the whole Klal Yisrael. If it affects only an important segment of the Klal Yisrael, not the whole Tzibur, then we cannot say Hallel. Now he says Chanukah we can say Hallel, because it affected the whole Tzibur. The Gemara raises the question as to why on Purim we do not say Hallel. The Gemara gives reasons. But why should we say Hallel? Because it affected the whole Tzibur. But if it affects a Yochid or even a Rabbi, but not the whole Tzibur, then there is no chiyuv of saying Hallel. But Bederech Hoshus, even if he can say Hallel, even if it does not affect the whole Tzibur, and even one Yochid, if it was miraculously delivered out of a Torah, so he can say Hallel, but not to the Bar. It is obvious that when the Miri says Bederech Hoshus, he doesn't mean he's allowed. Why shouldn't he be allowed? Why? Anything wrong with saying, reciting a chapter of Tehillim? Of course, the Yisrael of Reina Hal B'chol Yeim could not apply. It's not B'chol Yeim. B'chol Yeim means if a person had said Hallel for everything, so then it has no significance. Hallel should be recited for a special occasion, not every day. So why does the Miri have to tell us that B'derech Hashus, and he says that they cannot say Bor. Now, so it is obvious when he says B'derech Hashus, he means that there is a Kiyam Amitri. There is a Kiyam Amitri. Now, the Ramban himself, you see, in the Sogeh and the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvot, so he's trying to find the source for Hallel. How does he know that there is a Deraiseh? Because of the Lashon of the Gemara. Efshar Yisroel Sheikhtin Es Pischeyen, Tein Meinun Hallel. Now if it's only the Rabbanon, so why does the Gemara say Efshar? If it's only the Rabbanon, so it means the Chachamim are Misakin, the Nevi'im are Misakin. If they won't Misakin, so there's no Achiv. So how can the Gemara say Efshar? It's impossible to conceive. So that implies that there is a chiyuv midrash. You do not have to resort to anything. So he's looking for a source. So he says either it's halacha l'mishmi Sinai, or it's it's based upon Yom Simchasven. The Venezra mentions in the Seid Meiro in his Perush the pasuk of Yisrael Oscho v'yul lekecho asher Oscho yitro esag deila yizas aneroyis ho'eila asher o'inecho. And the Ramban himself, Muhammad says Yisrael Oscho means he is the one to whom gratitude is due. He's the only one to whom gratitude is due. So why couldn't he mention this if he himself explains it that way? The answer is, if you observe the Ramban's lashon in regard to this pasuk of Yisrael, so you'll see that the Ramban was careful not to mention that you are mechuyev. Because according to the Pshutish HaMikra, Husil Oscho doesn't say that you are mechuyev. What do you mean Husil Oscho? He is the one to whom gratitude could be expressed. That's what it means, Hussar. Not that you are mechuyev. He is the one to whom gratitude could be expressed. There is no other being to whom gratitude could be expressed. To no human being could gratitude be expressed. But to the Rebbeinu Shalom, gratitude could be expressed for all the Nisim. Because if any relief takes place for you, if you are delivered, so to whom are you indebted? There is a chiyuv. Now the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvot had to find a source for a chiyuv. He couldn't mention Husi Oloscho as a source for a chiyuv. Now, it could be that the Rambam would agree with the Ibn Ezra that Husil Oscho implies that there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah in Shvach V'Yidoyeh to Rebbein Shalom for any Ness. But the Rambam does not include it in the Min HaMitzvah, because the Rambam only counts in the Min HaMitzvah Mitzvah Chiyuviyot. He doesn't count in the Min HaMitzvah Mitzvah Chiyuviyot. But the Pshutish HaMikra implies that there is a mitzvah kiyumis in Shvach V'Yidoyeh to Rebbeinu Shalom for Nisim V'Nefoyim. So, insofar as this mitzvah kiyumis is concerned, it is not contingent upon a ness that happened to the Tzibur in its entirety. In other words, if someone was delivered out of an Esau, in the yacht, and if subjectively he feels overwhelmed by this miracle, then, when he says Hallel, he's mekayim mitzvah. But there can be any bracha. So the Miri says, even in Yochid, b'derech hashus, it doesn't mean b'derech hashus is allowed. Of course he's allowed. Am I not allowed to recite Hallel right now? But he means lezekim mitzvah. If he was a little, there can be any bracha. Then the tzibur in its entirety experienced a geula, a deliverance from its horror. So then there is a chiyuv. Where is the source for this chiyuv? The Ramban can't mention who's lost or because he's lost or as a mitzvah kiyum, it applies to Yoreh as well. So he has to look for another source. Either it's Halacha Mishum Sinai, or is the pasuk of Yehim Simchat Tzchem of Me'adif. Yehim Simchat Tzchem Me'adif. Now, as to whether Hallel could be said on Yehim Atzmaus, I think it can. In light of the Miri, who says that even Yochid, if he was delivered of Entzorah, so he can designate that day, Le'ilam Vod, for the rest of his life, at the day of Hallel, what he means, Rishus, he means there is a Kima Mitzvah, but he cannot say a Brochet. So certainly in Atzmaut, that was in S, for the Jewish people, there is a Kium of Shvach Vidoye, but the Brochet couldn't say because there is no Chiyuv. Now, was there a Chiyuv of Hallel, Midraisa, Midrabonon, according to the Shittis Rishini, and the first year when they were relieved of its Torah? When they were released of each other, is a Yerushalmi in Shviz, which says that L'Yemes HaMashiach, when will the Israelites say Hallel, Shion? So the Yerushalmi in Shviz says that the Jews will be returning from Golis into Eretz Israel will say Hallel only after they will have crossed the Nachal Mitzrayim. Now, what does that mean? Yerushalmi in Shviz. You can check up on me. Now, so what does that mean? Why after they will cross the Nachal Mitzrayim, they'll be able to say Hallel before too, but it means then they'll be mechuyev to say Hallel. Now, there is a halacha of the nevim shebneim tiknu al kol perek uperek val kol tzor vitzor lichshenigol. Now, of course, Yemei HaMashiach will certainly be nigolim. There won't be any discussion on that. So they'll have to say Hallel. But why dafke when they'll cross the Nachal Mitzrayim? Milchas Melachim halacha dalet. Where he talks about Yemei HaMashiach. Now the Rambam does not mention the possibility of a Jewish state prior to Yemei HaMashiach. Why is that? Because, as I mentioned before, there is no must in a Medinat Yisrael prior to Yemei HaMashiach. If it had been Zohu, then we could have done without it. But unfortunately it was Loi Zohu, so the initial steps, the stepping stone prior to Gule, had to be realized, had to take place on a natural level. Now the Rambam did not want to mention in the Yad Chazoko something that is not a must, you see. It only takes place because Loi Zohu, and if it had been Zohu, so he could have avoided all that. So then it would have been Oru Iman Nishmael. So the Rambam didn't mention it. And the Rambam himself, at the beginning, says that the exact manner, how the Gula will be realized, no one knows, he says. So he minimized in talking about it. But he mentions, he discusses the Yemei HaMashiach because that is a must, you see. Pirush Yudalef Milchas Melochim Maloch Adalef. V'im Yameid Melech Mibiz David. Hege Beteiro Ve'isik B'mitzvah Iskid David David. Kifiteiro Shebichsav V'shebalpe. V'yokif Kol Yisrael. Leilabol Chazik Bitko V'yilcham Milchem Is Hashem Hareze Bechetka Shil Mashiach. If a descendant of Beis David, certain characteristics are only indicative of the Chetka of Mashiach, and certain characteristics are not indicative of Chesed Mashiach, but these determine him as Mashiach. Why? Why? Isn't inspiring the Klal Yisrael to turn towards God and to walk in the path of God as important as building the Beis Hamikdash and bringing the Jews into Israel? I think that is more important. The building of the Beis Hamikdash is not of great significance if the Jews do not walk in the path of God. The Jews had a Beis Hamikdash and it was destroyed because they did not walk in the path of God. Yokif called Yisroel Leilabo, and Yokif, it doesn't mean Yokif, I mean that he with the club over the head, I mean he says now you observe the Torah, otherwise I mean... How is it that Eisig b'mitzvah k'dovidoviv, Hege b'teirov, Eisig b'mitzvah k'dovidoviv, k'viteiro shebechsavi shebalpeh, and Yokif called Yisroel are only characteristics that are indicative of b'chetzka shel Moshiach, but b'na b'is mikdosh v'kibitz Yisroel Yisroel are is a Moshiach b'varai. He says, I don't remember who. Say, the reason as to why the Rambam says, Harei ze b'chetzka shu Moshiach, because Bar-Kokhve Yechiach. He knew that Bar-Kokhve was the Moshiach. Why did Rav Akiva believe that Bar-Kokhve was the Moshiach? Because he inspired Jews, he was Kefik of Yisroel Eilabo, he was Eisek B'teiro B'mitzvah, Ki Dovidovitz, Ki Ziteiro Shebechzav, Ki Shebalte. If not, Rav Akiva would not have had confidence in him. Thought that he may have committed a blunder. Now every chazoken might turn out that it's not